This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got to tell you, man, I am so sick and tired of watching this clown-ass Odell Beckham behave like a two-year-old on the football field and on the sideline. It never ends with this guy. It's all about him. Have you ever seen a more selfish player than this guy? I mean, honestly. You have got to be kidding me. So tonight, the Eagles spanked the Giants at MetLife, 34-13. And then all I see, instead of the great performance by the Eagles where they just dominated the Giants, Wentz throws for 278, three touchdowns. Jeffrey has his fourth career two-reception TD game, second time he's done it with the Eagles. And all we see is the same thing as just every time, right? It's Odell Beckham's sideline meltdowns and, you know, is there any other way to describe it? Like hissy fits. He has these, like, childish two-year-old, like, breakdowns on the sideline. Did you see him tonight? He was punching air conditioners, pacing, screaming, yelling, throwing things. Are you kidding me? Like, at what point does somebody just go over there and smack his face and just be like, just stop, you're such a child? Is he not the most immature, selfish, prima donna athlete that you've seen in a long while? How about this corn-ass dude going on ESPN the other day and doing an interview about how bad his team sucks? Like, did he not go on record saying that they suck? And that their offense sucks, their coach, their quarterback, everybody sucks but him. Meanwhile, I'm telling you, he's not the best player on that team. It's Barkley, hands down. But we got to watch this clown ass have a meltdown every game. When don't you see this guy, Mafia, on the sideline acting like a boorish behavior? It's just, it is the stuff of legend for like a five-year-old. He acts like a little child that takes his ball and goes home when things don't go his way. I mean, everything he does is a show. It's like he's doing it for show. His own immaturity is like it's a sideshow. It's a freak show on the sideline. It doesn't matter what the Giants are doing because they always have cameras on this guy acting like a buffoon.
Right. It's not like, okay, he's not in the game, so you're not seeing what he's doing. Like, he knows at this point that the camera's always following him, even when he's not on the field, because of the stuff he does there, and he still does it. This is all about attention for him. When everything's going great, it's all about him celebrating and being happy and, you know, showing off that smile and that hair and being all crazy. And then when it's not going good, he's throwing temper tantrums. This guy is just all about the attention, all about him, doesn't give a damn about the team.
He's a phony.
You're not seeing him on the sideline trying to rile guys up, saying, you know, telling you guys, like, hey, let's go, we got this. You know, give me the ball, we'll win this game. It's him throwing temper tantrums, whether it's kicking garbage cans, kicking nets, punching fans. There's always something where he's throwing a temper tantrum. The guy just can't handle losing. He's such a little baby.
He is. He is such an immature sideshow. Like, here they are again, though. They can't get enough of this guy's celebrity.
Oh, and he left before the first half was over, too.
Yeah, he stormed off the field before the half and then shrugged off the fans that wanted a high five. And he's like, get away from me. And then it's all about him. And then he headbutts the air conditioner, starts punching the air conditioner like he's completely a tool. And he's screaming and yelling on the sideline. Have you ever seen anything like this moron? What a tool. You know what? I wouldn't even want this guy on my football team. I don't care how good he is.
You think they like that deal they gave him now?
Honestly, he is such a...
This is the first year of this deal. He's not even halfway through. The first year of the deal, he's doing this stupid stuff.
He's like a two-year-old, and he's such a selfish prima donna. It's unbelievable. It's like all about him crying and moaning and groaning. I guarantee it, too, this guy Shermer can't stand him. Did he not have a press conference the other day saying, go talk to him. He's a grown man. Meanwhile, he's like, he's a grown man my ass. He's a grown man. Like, my daughter is 11 years old and behaves better than this guy. I'm not kidding you. my daughter and Mavi will back me up. Is she not cooler than this guy?
Way cooler.
Like, honestly, this...
And Handel's losing a lot better, too. When she loses, she's like, all right, whatever.
I am convinced, without a doubt, right now, I'm going to say it. He is an absolute lymphoma cancer on this football team. He is the weight on their shoulders. He is the literally the 800-pound gorilla in the room, right? Is he not? He's a season wrecker.
You know what's going to be a problem now is that with the way Eli's played, obviously going to try to get a new quarterback for next year, maybe beyond. You really, at this point, with this guy on this team, it's almost going to be impossible to bring in a rookie quarterback and have them try to run this team. You're going to have to go and try to sign a veteran to, you know, bring you over a couple years or something, because if you put a rookie with this guy and have this guy yelling at him every play, the kid's going to break down.
Watching this guy behave this way on the sideline, you know what he needs? He needs a shrink. He's completely insane. And what's even funnier is the ESPN people covering it and Fox.
Oh, they love it.
They can't get enough of it. That's all they live for is this guy's meltdowns. I mean, they're epic. It's every week. And when they're 1-5 now, it's only going to get worse. He's gonna snap. What's he going to do one day? Do you remember the day he snapped with Josh Norman on the football field and got in, like, a brawl with him the entire game? And they were, like, tugging each other's face masks and punching each other in the face. This guy's going to have another one of those as sure as I'm sitting here. It's coming. Because he can't even, literally, he can't make it one game without an absolute Calypso Bay meltdown. This guy freaks out over everything. And it's all this selfish behavior of, like, it's not him. He's not the problem. It's everyone else. Everyone else is the problem. Everyone on my team sucks. I'm great. I have this, what do you call that thing on his head, that musket he's got going? It is the funniest thing. Who told him he looks cool with that stupid-ass blonde wig he's wearing? I mean, he looks like an absolute tool. I don't care what anybody says. He looks like a giant male organ. And, you know, what was it? Who was the guy that had the great hairdo or whatever? Was it Tyrann Mathieu or whatever, the honey badger? Didn't he have that old blonde haircut going?
Yeah, he did.
But this guy looks like, you know what he looks like? He looks like Stephen Piercy, like, touring with Rat 20 years after they were done. And he had, like, the thinning old man rock star hairdo. When you're like the rock star, when you've lost 90% of your hair and you're still trying to rock like a hairdo, I think he's got, like, that thinning, he's going to be bald in, like, 5 years look. And he's got, like, a blonde hairdo. He looks like a total loser. I don't care what anybody says. That guy looks like a drip with that haircut. You need to cut that, bro, and just go back to being a brother, because you don't look like one to me. You look like a femme with that haircut of yours. You really do. I mean, you're like, you might as well be on a red carpet at the Emmys or something, or Grammys, because you're like Hollywood. You're dripping wet with that hairdo, bro. You don't even look like a man on that football field. I don't know what you look like. You're like a freak. You look like an aging rock star with thinning hair with that stupid-ass hairdo of yours. You need to get rid of that shiny blonde wig you're wearing, whatever the hell it is, because you don't do anything either. What does he do? What does he do in a game? What, he catch 6 passes?
6 for 44, I think.
He's worthless. But on the sideline, you would have thought he had 20 catches. The way they film him
on the sideline, you would have thought he had 2. That he's throwing this temper tantrum like he's not getting the ball. He got the ball 6 times.
But they literally show him like he's the only guy on the team. Meanwhile, they have this rock star, Barkley, who ran for 130 yards and caught 9 passes for 99 yards. Now listen to this. His average was 11 a pop. Odell's 7 a pop. Barkley is better than Odell Beckham Jr., hands down, and he's a rookie. He's a rookie. And then Beckham is in his 5th season with that mop on his head. Now, people will say, why are you making fun of the guy's hairdo? Because I want to. How's that sound? I think he looks like an idiot, and he acts like a 2-year-old on the football field. He's a tool. I mean, he really is. He is the epitome of a team cancer. Is he not? What a distraction this guy is on a football team.
He's an idiot.
He really is. I mean, this is a 21-point loss, second worst home loss versus the Eagles in Giants history.
Idiot.
I mean, they got their asses handed to them, 34-13. That was it. And then afterwards, all they can talk about is this clown. I mean, honestly, they should at least talk about Barkley and the performance. And Barkley is, I believe, and I told you, he'll have more receptions than Beckham. I mean, the guy's incredible out of the backfield, underneath, catching, you know, as the H, catching passes. I just think he's dynamic. He's going to be the release receiver for years on this team. Whenever the quarterback's in trouble, dump it off to him, and he's on his way. This other guy is all about being famous, being on SportsCenter, and hanging out with who was the guy that went to the interview with him? Lil Wayne, right? Isn't that who he went? Isn't that the guy's name, Lil Wayne? That's who he went to the interview with. That's who he's hanging out with now. Is rap stars. And he's
he's with Drake in L.A. when that video of the guy beating down the doorman.
Right. Isn't he? Is he another one? Is he a rapper too? Does he have an album coming out? Odell Beckham.
Probably.
What a loser, dude! I'll give you this much: you got a lot of money. Congratulations. He suckered them for what, $95 million? Is that what he got? Oh my God! What a cancer that guy is on the football team. I mean, he just watch him tonight on the sideline. That's your teammate acting like a buffoon. Find me in the club with Pharrell and a bottle full of blood. Yeah, hanging out with Lil Wayne and Drake on the side. Got a really funky haircut, looks like a musket. Anyway, I got to be honest with you, I absolutely adore watching him and them lose. It is just great. I bet on the Eagles tonight to win and laid the 3. Double whammy, double cover. I enjoy watching Odell Beckham act like a baby, a child on the sideline. Little crybaby, you sideshow freak, prima donna. What a loser. I don't care what anybody says. That guy's a loser.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.